The second guy came over to the doctor, grinning. You said you wanted the Supreme, sir? You bet. And how about us checking those oil filters and windshield wipes? He was bigger than his friend. He leaned down on the doctor like he was sharing a secret. Would you believe it? 88% of the cars show by the figures on the road today that they need new oil filters and windshield wipes. His grin was coated with carbon from years of taking out spark plugs with his teeth. He kept leaning down on the doctor, making him squirm with that grin and waiting for him to admit he was over a barrel. Also, how's your crew fixed for sunglasses? We got some good Polaroids. The doctor knew he had him, but just the instant he opened his mouth, about to give in and say yes, anything, there was a whirring noise and the top of our car was folding back. McMurphy was fighting and cursing the accordion-pleated top, trying to force it back faster than the machinery could handle it. Everybody could see how mad he was by the way he thrashed and beat at that slowly rising top. When he got it cussed and hammered and wrestled down into place, he climbed right out over the girl and over the side of the car and walked up between the doctor and the service station guy and looked up into the black mouth with one eye. Okay now, Hank. We'll take regular, just like the doctor ordered. 2 tanks of regular, that's all. The hell with that other slum. And we'll take it at 3 cents off because we're a goddamn government-sponsored expedition. The guy didn't budge. Yeah? I thought the professor here said you weren't patients. Now, Hank, don't you see that was just a kindly precaution to keep from startling you folks with the truth? The doc wouldn't lie like that about just any patients, but we ain't ordinary nuts. We're every bloody one of us hot off the criminal insane ward, on our way to San Quentin where they got better facilities to handle us. You see that freckle-faced kid there? Now, he might look like he's right off a Saturday Evening Post cover, but he's an insane knife artist that killed 3 men. The man beside him is known as the Bull Goose Loony, unpredictable as a wild hog. You see that big guy? He's an Indian, and he beat 6 white men to death with a pick handle when they tried to cheat him trading muskrat hides. Stand up where they can get a look at you, Chief. Harding goosed me with his thumb, and I stood up on the floor of the car. The guy shaded his eyes and looked up at me and didn't say anything. Oh, it's a bad group, I admit, McMurphy said. But it's a planned, authorized, legal, government-sponsored excursion, and we're entitled to a legal discount just the same as if we was the FBI. The guy looked back at McMurphy, and McMurphy hooked his thumbs in his pockets and rocked back and looked up at him across the scar on his nose. The guy turned to check if his buddy was still stationed at the case of empty pop bottles, then grinned back down on McMurphy. Pretty tough customers, is that what you're saying, Red? So much we better toe the line and do what we're told, is that what you're saying? Well, tell me, Red, what is it you're in for? Trying to assassinate the president?